today with Douglas Sinclair, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to discuss a new report about how councils in Scotland make major capital investments. Douglas, can you tell us what this report is about?
Yes, it's a follow-up report to one we carried out 2 years ago, which provided a good practice guide to help councils manage and monitor capital investment. There has been progress since then, but councils need to up the pace of improvement in how they manage their capital investment.
So what does this mean for the public?
Well, what we're talking about here are key projects that everyone relies on. New and upgraded schools for our children, plus roads and housing, and as the horrendous flooding over the Christmas and New Year period reminded us, flood prevention schemes. All these come under the category of capital investment by councils. And sometimes we forget the sheer scale of it. £7,000 million over the last 3 years. Over £6 million every day of every year. That's a heck of a lot of public money. And £6,000 million is now committed to 245 more projects. So it's really important that councils are getting the best value from that spending.
Now, this is a follow-up report, so how have councils responded to the recommendations you made 2 years ago?
It's good to say that many councils have taken a range of positive actions, and there are examples of good practice. For example, they've improved their structures and processes to help them manage capital investment activity more effectively. And all that's good. But, as this report makes clear, there's a lot more to do, and they do need to up the pace of improvement.
In what way?
Well, first, making it clear how capital investment contributes to their strategic objectives. Second, why and how projects are prioritised. And third, clearly setting out the benefits these projects are expected to deliver. They also need to review business cases as projects progress and evaluate them after completion so that good practice and lessons learned can be shared not only within the council but with other councils. And finally, councils also need to provide better information to their councillors to allow them to scrutinise capital investment effectively.
So what does the Accounts Commission want to see happen next?
Well, there are very clear pointers in the report, and we hope councils will take the time to look at them in detail and make best use of them so that they can deliver further improvements in how capital investment is delivered. And that benefits not just councils, but the public as a whole.
Douglas, thank you. And the report is available to download from our website, www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.